The ceasefire in Gaza is entering its crucial second phase, even as the situation on the ground remains dire. The UN Security Council held an all-day hearing on Gaza and the occupied West Bank Wednesday, including the role of President Donald Trump's Board of Peace. The hearing began with a briefing from the UN's Deputy Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Ramiz Alakbarov.
The announced start of the second phase of the President Trump's 20-point plan, comprehensive plan, is a critical step in consolidating the ceasefire in Gaza, alongside the establishment of subsidiary bodies of the Board of Peace, including the National Committee for the Administration of Gaza and the Office of the High Representative for Gaza.
He says the task at hand is monumental, but he also adds that big obstacles remain. For example, he says humanitarian aid workers are still unable to operate at scale, hindered by insecurity and Israeli limits on aid into Gaza. And then there's the ongoing violence.
Despite the ceasefire, the Israeli military continues to conduct military operations with airstrikes, shelling, and gunfire occurring across the street. Armed exchanges also persisted with Palestinian militants. Attacks in the vicinity or off or beyond of so-called yellow line are happening daily, and hundreds of Palestinians have been killed since the ceasefire began, including many women and children.
Among the big issues to be dealt with in phase two are the questions of disarmament and who will govern Gaza. Danny Danon is Israel's permanent representative to the UN.
One obstacle remains: Hamas disarmament. The choice now rests with Hamas. Acceptance of full disarmament enables progress. Refusal places full responsibility on Hamas for the consequences.
The U.S. Representative Mike Waltz was on the same page as Danone, with an added reference to President Trump's Board of Peace.
Along with our partners on the Board of Peace and in consultation with the National Committee, we'll apply pressure to Hamas to honor its commitment and to disarm. Hamas must not have any role in the governance of Gaza, directly or indirectly, in any form, period.
That Board of Peace is another big question mark. It was approved by the UN as part of Trump's 20-point peace plan, but many questions have remained about how it will work. The news outlet DropSite News is reporting on a leaked draft resolution that lays out the structure of a U.S.-backed governing authority that would assume full legislative, executive, and judicial control over Gaza, including emergency powers. President Trump is the chair of the panel, and an executive board will have the power to enact new law or modify or repeal prior civil and criminal laws in Gaza. Critics call the board an attempt to circumvent UN oversight or even to position itself as a privatized alternative to the UN. But Gaza has its own ideas. Riyad Mansour is Palestine's permanent observer to the UN.
Israel is not the sovereign in the Palestinian territory. This illegal occupation has no rights whatsoever in occupied Palestine, including in Jerusalem. Mr. President, the ceasefire's permanence and success requires that Israel cease trying to dictate the future of Gaza and to fully withdraw from the territory. Gaza is an integral part of the Palestinian territory. I repeat, Gaza is an integral part of the Palestinian territory. It belongs to the Palestinian people, nobody else.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.